the power function rule. In this lesson, we're going to look at taking the derivative of a power function. A power function is any function of the form y equals ax to the n. The power function rule of calculus is probably the workhorse, and we will use this rule probably more than any other in this course. So let's begin. When you have a function y equals a times x to the power of n, where a or n, a and n take on any values that are constants, then the derivative dy dx is simply a times n times x to the n minus 1. That's it. That is the power function rule. We will use that rule throughout this course, and there are no exceptions to this rule. If you follow this rule correctly, you should always get the correct answer. Let's look at a few examples. So consider first the example y equals 4x cubed. In this case, we know that our a equals 4 and our n equals 3. Now we apply the rule. Dy dx equals 4, that's a, times 3 times x to the 3 minus 1. That's all there is. Now, all we have to do next is simplify. 4 times 3 is 12. X to the 3 minus 1 is 2. So the derivative of the function 4x cubed is simply 12x squared. Let's look at another example. Consider y equals 1/3 x to the 3/2. All right. In this case, our a equals 1/3 and our n equals 3/2. So, apply the rule, which says that dy dx equals a 1/3 times n 3/2 times x to the 3/2 minus 1. Okay, now all we have to do is simplify. So remember that with fractions, that we have 1/3 times 3/2. We know that the two 3's are going to cancel, so we're left with 1/2 x. Now, 3/2 minus 1 is the same as 3/2 minus 2/2, and that becomes simply 1/2. So there is the derivative dy dx for the function y equals 1/3 x to the 3/2. Okay. Now, in some cases, we will get functions that at first appear like they are not appropriate for the power function rule, when in fact they really are. A good example of this occurs with what we call radicals. Now, an example of a radical is the square root function. So y equals the square root of x is a function. However, it doesn't seem to look like a power function operation. But if you remember that we can also write the square root symbol as x to the 1/2, then it does look like a power function. So let's apply the rule. In this case, we know that a equals 1, since there's no number in front of the x, and n is simply 1/2. All right, apply the rule. Dy dx equals a 1 times n 1/2 times x to the 1/2 minus 1. Okay, then simplify. So dy dx equals 1/2 x. Now remember that 1/2 minus 1 is the same as 1/2 minus 2/2 gives you negative 1/2. Okay, so that now gives us the derivative of the square root of x. Now sometimes when you're going through exercises, you will see an example like this, but written in a different format. Remember also the rule that if you have 1 over x, it can also be written as x to the negative 1. Now, if you have x to the negative a, that's the same as 1 over x to the a by the same rule. So we could also write this answer as 1 over 2x to the 1 half. So I've brought the x down below, and that takes away the minus sign, which minus signs in exponents we know refers to simply 1 over that. Okay, you can even go further back if you wish and insert the radical. So that means we can write this as being 1 over 2 times the square root of x. However, all of these answers, whether it is the 1 half x to the minus 1 half, 1 over 2x to the half, or 1 over the square root of x, 2 times 2, these are all, in essence, the same answer, just written in a slightly different form. Okay, so that is the basics of the power function rule. So why don't we stop right there?